All right. Welcome to this week's High Probability Watchlist. I'm Daytrader Rockstar, and this is going to be going out for the week of, well, the first week of November. Can you believe it's November already? It is winter. It is like 70 degrees out. It is definitely winter. It doesn't feel like winter. It is really nice to be doing this video for you today. I am extremely excited going forward. I mean, we had some great setups from past week, and we're going to start off with those. It's got a pretty full watch list for next week. And again, I'm going to put this on a big video of one of these, bigger videos instead of breaking them down, because there's a lot of information I want to cover, and it's just easier, and I've been here all day. First things first, the markets didn't do that much today, but I was able to track the markets and kind of do a little trading today behind the scenes, and I put out a video on that. It's going to be on YouTube. It just talks about some of these setups, but you can't tell much from what happened today. We started off today dropping down a little, and we had our first little lane divergence, and it was a great little lane divergence inside of a little wedge pattern. This is the topic of conversation going into next week. These lane divergences, this is very important. These setups have been rocking and rolling, and the more I see these setups and see how they're working, I just want to bring them to you. So we have a lot of good setups here. Try to maintain that anything goes on the HPS watch list has the criteria that that makes it one of the best setups of the week. Last week, our best bets, of course, were in the retail section sector, but we crushed it on Cabela's. We got it on Macy's today. Some other ones, we're going to review those. So let's just start off here. Like I was talking about the futures here. We had the divergence there, but take a look here as we go further into the day. Not much going on. Again, I was in the background here paying attention to it. I went out to lunch about 12 o'clock, and I came back, and I said, oh, my God, I missed a huge opportunity. Now, you can see let's go back here to the Ram and the Bush indicator. It's important to have this fast stochastic somewhere on your charts. You don't see it during the day. I think this is a really key divergence setup or divergence indicator, the 9-3 setting. But we also use the 14-3, the 4-4, and the 60-10-10. And these are, things that I've traded for years and kind of... tweaked here and there and got it set up that where we see these combinations play out over and over again. We can identify flags very easy. We can identify some good setups we call triple stochastic flags reversals, just triple stochastic reversals, and then we have the triple stochastic flag setups, and then we have our divergences. So these are three key setups, and all you have to do is have patience and let them come to you. And when they come to you, and like I said, this week's watch list, I'm going to bring them to you. When we start to see those divergences, it's not many times that you don't see a divergence that doesn't play out. It's not going to be, it's not a holy grail, but it's the closest thing that I have found in my trading to help me level the odds in an environment that, it's trading's hard. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it and everyone would be making money. But this is the way you're going to make money. Discipline, patience, and sticking to these setups. All right. I couldn't be more passionate about it. Hopefully it comes across in these videos. Here was two good divergences. Look at this divergence that played out today. The lower, even on the 14-3, you can see, but really on these, the 9-3 setups, you're really starting to see these divergences play out. This is a great one right here. A fantastic one right here. And that higher low. And you just got to take it. You got to put your stop in there at the highs. Once you start right when you start to see that divergence start to turn over here, you really got to take a shot at it. It really establishes the stop. As that recent high, you put that stop in there. Same thing here. And you understand that this is, again, I always stress that this is a time frame trade. If you're dealing with a one-minute divergence, you're dealing with a one-minute profit potential. If you're dealing with a five-minute divergence versus, you might get a little bigger move. And you also want to always make sure you have the five-minute on your side. That's a big, big plus for you. So in this case, we're back here. When I took this trade, you know, I wanted to check and make sure that we had it. What was the big reason we got in, or I got in? So I keep on remembering that at this point at 10:10, 10:20. Well, if we take a look at the cash chart and the SPX cash, and when I go to that 5-minute chart, I use the 5-minute cash. It's just it's something I use. That's I love it. It's very clean for me. But you can see right here the 5-minute cash at that point has been oversold. So we knew that we had a much better opportunity here to start to see that rotation back up and have the wind in our sail on the 5-minute. Now this slowly moved all the way up until it got overbought and then moved all the way back. And then, you know, this actually broke down. But we didn't have any of the divergences here to really get us set up here. But as you can see, we kind of concentrate on understanding where the bigger picture is and then taking that and then finding our short-term setups on the 1-minute charts. Now, you can find these on the 60-minute chart, too, and they work great for swing plays. Daily charts is what I show you on the HPS, you know, the 10-4000 watch list. Remember that? That was the original name for the HPS watch list, and it was about 10 stocks that we give in and give the opportunities to make 10, trade 10 stocks for $1,000 a week, and it slowly evolved into the HPS methodology. So these are the setups we're going to be looking for. You're going to see them on the futures. You're going to see them on the stocks, and we're going to trade them using options. We're going to trade them using common shares, stock, and, of course, you have the futures. So our methodology is the best it could be. It's the discipline and focus. Patience, everything else we have to work on. Teamwork in the room, fantastic week this week. And even listening to the show today, it's great to hear some of the members on here helping out. Keldar, Tight Stops here calling in, talking about their experience of really experienced traders, great traders, and giving tips to some of the newer traders. And it's just fantastic. It makes me feel real good. So let's get on to the watch list now. Let's make some more money. We had a fantastic, fantastic week. And let's just start off with the watch list, all right? Because a lot of the setups that we've been following that were best bets will carry over to next week, all right? So let's just start off with some of my favorites. This was the best bet going into the latter part of the week was Macy's. And it was because we had a classic divergence, the same thing but on the daily. And look at what we're looking at that. Big day today. I mean, profits are just rolling in. You can this is what I call the meat of the move or the very bullish section of the move here. Once you start to get above that 60 line, 60 to 80 here, you start to really ramp up and you get some good follow through. Now, yeah, we could have news out over the weekend. We have something that could disturb the markets. But other than that, if the market's going on its own power and everything seems to be on even keel, this is a really good setup. So we're continuing to just manage this trade up, up, up. You can take profits on the way up. And we're looking at a profit zone right above us. 53 to 55. Think a longer term. It might move up a little bit further, pull back, chop around, but continue to move back up. So Macy's still in play. It's on there on the HPS watch list. Now this is the original setup that went out here. And you can see it chopped around. And we reestablished this because we had a better divergence here. And even though it looks like it pushed down there, we reestablished it because that divergence really played out well here. It had the double bottom. We were talking about if we drop on any news fast, it could set up for a perfect divergence. So I put this stop in here, understanding that if we broke down through, it would give us that divergence setup. So once it did break down and trigger that, I reset this thing so it's active now. And we are starting. And so this is still an active setup here. You can see the downward channel, the some of the other moving averages above us. But this trend line, we're just coming into that trend line now. And if I extended this out, where we take that live, you'll actually see that trend line a little bit better. I'll show it to you on the other chart here. Now you can see we're pushing right up against this 1-2-3 pattern. Now, that could be a little issue. Or, you know, what might happen here is we might pull back and chop around before eventually breaking out. Or we might just power through this. I have a feeling that we're going to probably power through this. But we are running up against a little resistance. I did start to take scale out of some of the Macy calls I have. I still have some. And I still think this is going to move up here. So it still maintains a great trade. But I think you got a great trade out of it today. And hopefully some people get some good profits out of that. But it is still active. Now, Kohl's has moved up into next week's best bet spot. It was a test. You know, it was hard. Macy's here continues to look really good. But I do believe Kohl's is now setting up for next week's best bet. Same setup, basically. We have that divergence. We're trying to get through that 60 level. You can see a pretty decent base. It hasn't ripped here, but it just looks perfect. It looks really nice. The divergence is there. That's all we're looking for. You know, we don't want to dig down too deep and try to prove, reinvent the wheel here. It's just a divergence setup. Everything is what we like. 60-minute time frame. We can look at that as kind of extended and a little pullback, but as you can see, we are starting to pull back from, kind of breaking out of this little downward channel wedge, pushing back up, which should continue pushing back up. I think this is a great setup going into next week. It is one of my, probably the best bet going into next week, even though there might be some other ones to go along with that. This is a new chart we put out today. And you could just see our buy zone 45 to 46. I think it's plenty of time to get in. The base has it. You can really see the clear divergence here, this downward kind of sloping angle, the momentum indicator pushing back up. This is going to explode higher. Extremely excited about this. Extremely. Stop 43. I've been in this Kohl's a couple times. So these are the old HPS setups. And you can see we got the last trade actually popped up there to our profit zone before earnings. This one worked out good. Even though earnings came out, but we got out of that before that. And then it got slammed. So we are back in it now, and it looks fantastic as one of our best bets. Now, what I always talk about is different, certain sectors usually line up the same way. And when those sectors all give, all stocks and pure stocks in the same sector line up the same and give the same signal, it's usually a great sign. So GPS gap, also a fantastic setup here, GPS. It is on the watch list from last week. It continues to perform well. And again, the same exact thing. We have a little lane divergence playing out. It should rock just like the other ones. It's probably my least favorite of the retail, well, other than Walmart, which is not performed. But let's just go to the videotape here. And you can see, nice, our buy zone right here. Our position is in. We have both an option and stock. Profit zone, we're looking at a pop back up here, at least to close that gap and push back into the secondary gap there, which I think is pretty cool. We're not even to the 20 period moving average yet. If we actually make this live, you'll take another look at this, another angle. You can see we're right just pushing right up against the 20 here. We haven't broken through it. The 50 is still way above us. The 200 is way above us. We have a lot of upside left in these. So gap here, fully great. Lane divergence, again, all over this one. Did I bang the table enough on Bed Bath & Beyond recently? Another great setup here. This one we talked about midweek, among the other ones. I put out a midweek video just to kind of update us on these. We have a lot of things going on. We have this downward channel, real tight channel line. I want to edit that out and push this to the right. We're going to actually turn it blue, so we can clean it. We haven't even broken this trend line yet. Bed Bath & Beyond. All right, there's an old trend. There's an old low there. All right, so we kind of almost even have this what we call an inverted head and shoulders pattern. There's a small trend line breakout, pulled back, broke, pulled back, held on to that. It was a channel retracement, like a little trend line retracement, and then popped today. Really strong. And again, same thing. The crossover extremely strong. You have to be long this. This is a perfect setup. That's why we come here. You know, the pitch is over the plate. You got to swing. This is a great one. Now, let's take a look at Best Buy over here. I am reluctant to put this on the HPS watch list as a setup. And there's a couple reasons why. And it's not really a good reason. I have some Bed Bath & Beyond. I picked it up. Oh, God, 3-4 months ago. And then I added to it, and I brought my cost average down to $65. So I'm still up. I'm in the hole on this. And I trade options around it now. I have 120 shares. And, I want to get this thing back up here, cut this loose. I'm happy about the divergence, but one thing we have to look at this one very closely, because the divergences don't work out every single time, and you could actually see this on the stock. There's actually a couple of divergences that you could pick up here on this stock. Let me see if I can actually point these out. You have a really nice one. Well, this is not really one we're looking at, but here. All right, here's one right here. So you have that. You have that breakdown. You have the little candlestick. You have a definite cross back over. I got so many things going on here. So you see that divergence, a real divergence, convergence. I'm going to get rid of that too. And from that point, it did move up. It moved up, it moved up, it moved up. Then it turned over really hard, came back down, bounced once, pulled back, nice consolidation, and it's starting to feel really good. I put this in that retail section, even though it's not, it's Bed Bath & Beyond, it's everything. But, definitely a mall store, definitely got hit. Everyone loves Bed Bath & Beyond. So I think we get back up here in that 62 range on this. I think it's a good options trade. And that's about it on that one right now. But it had a couple good divergences. Let me see if I could actually remove this. There we go. I want to see one more divergence. I was tracking this. There was that one there. It was a really nice one. And I think there was one here that kind of exploded a little higher. Like that, and then there was, what are you doing? And then kind of coming up from there. It keeps on, come on. To hit this thing each time, it's annoying. I'm in that weird thing here. All right, well, even if I can't draw these trend lines. So that was your little divergence. And it popped hard, and it got overbought, and it rotated back down. The trend has been down. This is the first time we're starting to break through some trend lines. Two trend lines were just broken. There's one more up here. It's kind of a bigger one, plus the 20-period moving average. Definitely see some more upside in this. Now, I was normally going to write down and tell you each time frame that each stock was going to be in, but all these stocks that I want to show you are good. It's important to go through all of them, and I didn't start timing out the stocks, so we're going to jump right into the next one. Fastenal, FAST. Let me bring this over. Now, I've tracked Fastenal for a long time, and I want to do an update for you on this one. Right now it has all the look and feel of an inverted head and shoulders pattern. It's like, could it be more? You couldn't write this in a textbook any better. Except we're a little extended here. But the pattern itself, typically, it's a basing pattern. It's a change of trend pattern. Remember, a head and shoulders pattern is you come up to a steep and you kind of break down, you fail, you make that shoulder, and now you start a new trend. But it all happens out of a bigger uptrend. So that's why a head and shoulder, here you have this nice little head and nice little uptrend. Right here. This is good stuff right now. Good charting material. Here's your uptrend. Well, lots of times when you get a breakdown of that trend line, it'll pop back up to retest the underlying of that trend line. That's the formation of a head and shoulders. People are looking at the overall picture, but don't realize the head and shoulders is really a topping pattern. Some people look for head and shoulders down here, and it's not relative, it's not that type of pattern where you're looking for that. It almost could continue down. I mean, it would work as a head and shoulders. I mean, you are seeing that lower high for the lower low. So, I mean, it works, but I prefer it to be up here as a timing tool, because that if it's a head and shoulders, you think it's a head and shoulders, you already know where that underlying or the top of that shoulder might be. If you have that that rising channel, you can measure it out that way. So the same thing on the downside, typically if you have a downward channel and it breaks out and retests, that's your right shoulder. You get these little head and shoulder patterns. I'd say you recognize the pattern overall, either if it's a wedge pattern or a channel. Don't worry so much about the head and shoulders, because you're going to be in this trade before you realize it's head and shoulders. You want to be in here when you're shorting into strength, you get a divergence to the sell side. By the time it starts to say, oh, it's a head and shoulders, and it moves down one day off of that, and then it pushes back up and chops around, and, I want to be in the biggest move possible in the shortest amount of time. All right, so we just move on. So that's what we're seeing here on Fastenal, another textbook, inverted head and shoulders pattern. And it looks good. I mean, the base is nice. There's a large, large channel from here down to here. It's been holding on pretty good, and that's about it. So there's a lot of room up here, and it still looks good. Still looks good to me. All right, you know you're loving this one when we got this one on the board. Beautiful, beautiful pattern. Textbook everything. You got to be in this one. This is Rider Systems, quality name. Perfect wedge pattern, symmetrical wedge. Really nice looking. It has a double bottom, but a divergence on that, which is a divergence. This is actually taking out those lows, so it's really a pure divergence too. And that's what you see. Divergences, if this low, we're going to just measure just to make sure. It might not be. This low is 67.75. Versus, oops, come on. Yeah, 68. So 68, and this is 67. So you know, there's a definite, we took out those lows, we took out whatever lows out, but we definitely turned back up here. And that's, I think, a tremendous sign inside of a wedge pattern. And in that wedge pattern, we have our measured breakout area, 65 to 75% area of that zone. These very rarely fail. I mean, they do on occasion. There's something underlying the market or, some kind of news that hits. But, this is a pretty healthy stock. It's a healthy chart. It looks excellent. Things should play out perfect. So we're in this one. Here's the HPS watch list alert on it. And you can see there's a little channel we just broke out. I'm paying more attention to the bigger channel. And this takes a profit even before we break out of the bigger picture, I think. Already got in here, 69.97. It's at 71.61, and the buy zone is still in the buy zone. So anywhere in this 70 to 72 level. Stop right underneath that. If it's going to roll over, it's going to get deep into this, this little wedge. Yeah, I think it's perfect here. So we keep a tight stop on it. All right, how do you like this? Darden Restaurants. Almost another textbook setup. The only thing is showing a little weakness, but that's okay. This is a well-known company. We have the lower trend line here being tagged. We have maybe a little support line also going back, causing this to be an X marks this spot. But even better, I think we are setting up as a divergence too. I mean, this one almost looks like too picture perfect. It's the poster child of what we look for, And it does look like it's getting weaker, It is what it is. It is that every setup that we have a channel. Remember the 200 EMA breakdown, lower channel line bounce, trapdoor trend line type of move. It already bounced off of it. That was an effective trade. If we noticed this, if we looked at the stock back then, we'd notice the three pivots here. And then you would expect anywhere along this line under the 200 would be a buy signal for a bounce back to the 200. Might not be far. This case maybe 62.50 to 65.50. That's not bad. You're looking to get a point. That's not bad. That's not a bad risk reward, especially with a candle like that. And we know that strategy. So, but look, it failed. It kind of failed, and it's kind of chopping around here. It's chopping around, but it's the momentum has shifted a little. We're making new lows. We're still on the X marks of the spot, but we haven't confirmed a total breakdown. It almost looks like the momentum is shifting. So I would get in on this. On its next positive day. If we actually took out yesterday's highs, I would be a lot more comfortable with this. That would be my criterion. I think we set this one up like that. All right? I think we set this one up because I think if we ended up on the lows today and, we're kind of rolling over. If we, Monday, for whatever reason, if we don't get some follow through here, we get a decent bounce and this is going to correct this back up. And if this gets corrected back up, I feel like it's going to finally break free and make its rotation. It's going to give this a little bit more power. We're going to see the momentum really shift. So I think we're at a very good level to kind of gauge what we want to get in here. And again, I'm going to put that buy trigger, and I want to put in the alerts, 62. I want to get the right number, but 62.85. Let me double check that. Let me write it down. 62.85. Let me just double check the highs of that previous day. 62.87. See, good thing I checked. So we'll say 62.90. We can even go up to 63, but you know what? I think you're fine. All right, just finished this. I love this setup now. Now that I thought about it, it actually brought me back to some old school trading I used to do. I used to trade a lot of candlestick breakouts, 1-2-3 reversals, 1-2-3-4 pullbacks. There was a lot of times I had to use confirmation candles, and I've kind of drifted away from that because of divergence setups and some of the other things that I've started to apply work so much more. It's just so much reliable. So much more reliable. It's night and day. So, but it still does, sometimes there is the time that you want to pull out old tactics that you used to use. And buying into strength is one of the things, I could do. I like doing that in certain ways to kind of, catch a lot of people will buy breakouts, breakouts. And it'll work if you're some of them will work out, some of them reverse. It's sometimes it's hit and miss and how far you're going to get it. And I know, people are very, greedy in this world, so they tend to hold on a little bit longer, and they get tested because breakouts tend to pull back. I like to buy the weakness, because then sooner or later we're going to get that bounce, hopefully sooner. But if you time it right, you start to see where that bounce is going to come, and that's what we use as divergence, and it works so well. Combine it with other, tactics. We use this candlestick tactic where, you basically want to look at the previous day's high and buy that breakout. That's a bullish movement in a stock is when a stock is no longer making lower lows, but maybe making higher lows. So on a really short-term basis, a break above the previous day candle is a very bullish setup. And you need to have a bullish setup to lead to a bigger bullish movement. So you have to start off small to get bigger and bigger, but it has to start somewhere. So if we identify where that starts, and I think we could do that by buying that first little strength that we could see coming back. Right now we've lost it, closed on the lows. It would have to prove itself to us that it's strong enough to take out previous day's highs, and then we're going to get on board. And that should confirm our divergence down here. That should confirm. So there's no... we're going to have a lot of things going for us. If this confirms one more time, I think we're going to get that big run back up. And this is actually going to move back higher. So we already have that divergence setting up. It looks good. I think it's scary at this point, but not if we buy into strength. I'm going to take this trade next week, whenever it happens, and I'm excited for it. All right, we got to look at Dollar General because it was another setup that we've, preach here. It was multiple HPSs, meaning we had a lower trend line bounce, but also an X marks the spot, a triple pivot bounce. The third test of a downward, sloping trend line is an excellent area for a bounce. In this case, it bounced a little, then bounced again. But the whole pattern was playing out in a wedge pattern. So this was really the best level. It just chopped around sideways. Now it's going to start picking back up. We're in the good area of the move. This was just a good setup overall. This was that last week? Dollar General here. I think I still have it up here. Yes. Well, actually, it's still active. It's still active on the watch list. Well, this is good because I'm not in this, and I would like to get in this. This is actually now that I'm, let's see where it is. This is where it is right now. It's chopping around. It almost hit our. It did hit our profit zone last week. It came back, chopped around. This is what it looks like right now. It's basically what I showed you, but I'm not showing the other one. I'm showing you that wedge breakout. This one I'm showing you the completed wedge and where that channel would be. So, I think there's better ones. We went over some better ones already. I'm excited. The Ryder's already set up here. The Darden restaurants, I'm all over that. So here's a couple more new ones. All right, CSX, transportation, railroad. Love trading the railroads, but over the last year, they haven't been performing at all. But we've been able to trade these because it seems to they work well with technicals, they work well with patterns. There's a nice rhythm to the upside, to the downside, to the upside, squeezing up here, trend line retracements. And, at one point where it was getting really hit here, it was very choppy, and it was definitely... probably not a good trader at that point. But now it seems like we're starting to get into a flow here. And I'm watching it. You know, that's what I want to tell you. I'm just watching it. I'm not excited about it yet. I'm watching that 60-minute time frame, watching everything about it. So it's starting to show up on the radar. And that's what I want to bring you to, things that are showing up on my radar, and maybe they're more interesting to you. Next week, Shake Shack coming out with earnings. It's interesting. This was the high flyer. Restaurant stocks have got, you know, these type of restaurant stocks have gotten killed. But I like the options in this. I like the options in this for a gamble, you know, for an upside gamble. So Monday, look at that. Look for me for that. Now, earnings are coming out on Thursday, so it'll be a pre-earnings holdover into earnings kind of gamble. If we get them cheap enough, hold one or two. All right, so looking for that trade next week. That's not an HPS one, but I'm sure you want to hear that. COG. Well, I talked about this during the week. It was a divergence setup. We want to update you on any new divergences. Those things are just killing it. It's holding up pretty good. I'm not interested in it. You know, just not interested in that one. Here's an extremely strong stock. Just the other side of, not just a pattern stock, but just an extremely strong stock. Lots of times that 20 will come up to the price and then move it up. It's just strong, you know. I don't know what you want to do with it. It's a strong stock. ABBV, showing you a great divergence on this. This is what you want. Anytime you get those gap down, this is great for this season, this earnings season, and it's also divergence season because lots of times you get that smack down, you're going to have to cross over, and that's going to tell you that buying has flowed back in here. You better get on board versus getting pummeled, you know. So that's a good, and that happens early on. You know, that's only the second day we start to see that crossover. So, you know, the third day really confirms it. And that's, you know, that's a tough one. You have to know that stock. You have to know that stock. Aetna, AET. Another divergence. I think I was just showing you these examples are popping out all over the place. This was one right from here to here. It was very clear. Again, you have to be on top of it. It's probably about 2 days into the bounce. But you start to realize, hey, there's a divergence there. You're getting this follow through. You're going to, and it probably possibly more. Divergences don't come along that much. And again, I recommend you follow each of them. Write them down, follow them, get a feel for them. That's what we're going for. AMT. All right. What are you showing you now? Oh, that was a textbook 1-2-3 pattern. And not really a divergence, but the same thing. X marks the spot, two trend lines crossing. And the big bounce off of that. These are the levels. Why does it always happen here? You know, that's why we search for it. Each time we look at different levels where trend lines converse and we kind of X marks the spot, they get moves off those. Still very strong. I'm not chasing. I wanted to show you an example of that. Here's another strong one. And this one might be worth taking for a long-term hold. Carnival Cruise Lines. All right. I mean, it's just most of us have been on cruises. And if you cruise, you've probably once been on Carnival Cruise Line. Not the best cruise line in the world. Personally, I think it's, you know, it's too much of a party ship. That makes me sound old, but serious. It could, you know. I didn't say that. Hell no. I like Carnival. Hell no. I didn't say that. That was something that possessed me because I want to do some belly flops. I want a hairy back contest. I want a couple wrestlers wrestling out on the deck in front of my in front of my family. All right, kind of recap here. Darden Restaurants, love to set up on strength. We're going to be in on this one. I put that in the HPS rider. Again, we're in that. Continues to look good. It just looks great. Looks great. Kohl's, best bet going into next week, KSS. Again, the divergences are all playing. Most of these are all divergences, if you notice that. I have Cabela's on there. It says it's watching. You know what happened? It just gapped up and ran. We're out of that trade. It was a great trade. We got in it right on the trend line. It popped right back up, and right, this is where it is right now. But we sold into this pop and made a good profit on that. That gapped out of the buy zone. That's why it says it's watching Cabela's. So when you look at the watch list, it's in there. And I'll leave it in there. But I'm gonna trigger it as hit his target, so he doesn't get confused. DRI, we talked about that. That's actually on the watch list, and Yes. So we're back in on this. I want to actually, this was actually on the watch list. It hit its target. We were in this back here. Right at the first date ran up and hit its target right there. Since then, it's come back, and now this is where it is again. So this is a better view of this. We could actually adjust that stop. I could adjust it in the program to what the stop was on our Dart and DR, the DRI. And I could just redo. I could use this to just redo the chart there, but I already have the chart up there. I don't even know what I'm talking about now. It's been here too long. I'm just going to delete this chart. We have the new chart up there. My bad. I was looking at both of them. Brinker, EAT, that hit its stop. And it still hasn't really bounced, you know? So it is kind of weak, and you know what? It just did not play out, and it continues to drop here. Again, it's another restaurant stock. So if you're looking at Darden to bounce, maybe it might just bounce right behind it. Also, a long-term double bottom back here, which is down in that 43 area, 43, 44. But not interested. The GPS Gap Store is looking great. GPS, we got that one already. Divergence, we're looking long on that. GNRC, Generac. It hit its stop, but really, we held on to it. We held into earnings. It popped. And now we're expecting this November to January trade to go and pick up speed here. So I'm really liking the Generac here. I think we're going to hold these levels, going to hold those gaps, slowly grind up into that 35 zone. And there's the chart of it. Sorry, I didn't have the chart over there. Again, the divergence, it kind of broke down a little. All right, here's the old alert of DGX. DGX, Quest Diagnostics, it was another wedge pattern. Just very nice. Still holding an option on this. I'll call on this, too. And I'll probably take that off early next week. Yeah, so I think it's going to be Kohl's. Kohl's is going to be up there, best bet. Followed closely. Macy's still in the running. So many good setups this week. Interesting earnings setup here on Shake Shack, S-H-A-K, watching the CSX. I'm watching the drug companies, too, and I think Biogen is going to kind of bust 300 next week. It still looks, it's extended up here. It's hard. I'm not that excited about these, but we've been trading. We traded Gilead with tight stops, and they're not that exciting, but they sure do give you a nice run when they're grooving. Let's finish up with Apple, AAPL. It's not on the HPS watch list, but it's interesting. It's, you know, I've liked it here. I've always liked Apple in that 100 to 120 area. I mean, it's hard to say that this one is kind of just chopping around here. It sure isn't really a trader's dream, but long a few shares at 115, and you know, I feel like the day I sell it is the day they're going to come out with a special dividend or something like that. Not that it would be a tremendous amount, but it might be a tremendous dividend because they have so much cash, and you feel that the stock is kind of stagnant here, and it would be good to shake up this. And they usually do that after earnings. They try to get that earnings out of the way. Don't do it with the earnings sometimes. Sometimes they do, but I've seen it. I've seen Apple come out with news, a week after their earnings. I was like, why didn't they release that with the earnings? It was almost like, they wanted to get the more bang for the buck. They wanted to be squashed by the earnings or something. They wanted to, so, maybe we'll have something coming up on Apple. That's just speculation. Just a wild speculation. But we got our best bets this week, next week coming up. We got some real good trades. I'm happy for it. And remember, I was going to be doing updated midweek watch list. Add anything on it that shows up. If there's any more divergences come out Monday, they'll be added to the list. All right? So that's it. I really enjoyed today. I enjoyed this watch list. I think it rocks. I think there's a lot of good information in it. Because that's, even if we are, just focused on a few great ones and understand that everything we get or get puts out in front of us is going to qualify for that. That's what we want to get, a standard, a quality standard. of the setups and stuff. And that's what I would love to do. And I don't want to feel like, oh, this is too boring. There's not enough setups. You know, we know what works. You know, I'm excited every Sunday night because I'm excited to get back in the market because I know I'm just waiting for those special things that are setting up. And it just, you have to be there. Or at least I have to be there. And then, you know, me providing a service to, you know, to let you know when these things are setting up and how to trade them. Excuse me, and coughing on the mic, which I shouldn't do. Anyway, I'm enough. I'm gone. Have a great weekend. Happy Halloween if you celebrate. And my throat is going. And great, great week. And thanks all the traders who help out in the room. You know who you are, and those who post their trades. And a big shout out to all the new members. We got quite a few new members over the last couple weeks. And for a few of you got in touch with me, and I just want to say welcome aboard. If you have any questions, as usual, you could try to get them to me through DTRS at daytradingradio.com. Goodbye.